The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Good afternoon, and welcome to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of the Barrington Show, Barrington.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Barrington Show. Thank you for tuning in. It's a beautiful Sunday. It's the last day in February. And we're having a wonderful time. The weather's been perfect up here, and we're all happy, happier. So welcome to the Barrington Show, and we're going to talk today about a few things. But before we dabble into that, let me just remind you that we're trying to raise you to a higher level of consciousness for you to reach or realize your full potential, for you to realize how big you are and limitless, for you to realize how important you are and nobody else is above you. Welcome to the show. We're raising you to a higher level of consciousness. And the reason we're doing that is to expose you to the true self. So you will realize the true you, what you intended to be, and the purpose you serve while you're here. You're not here to take instructions from anybody. You're not here to be told what to do, when to do, how to do, who to like, or any of the above. You're here to live your life and to be connected spiritually to the force that guides you. You may call that your guardian angels, probably, but you are to be connected to a source that guides you, that leads you into the ocean of realization and realize that you are absolutely limitless. Welcome to the show. If you're hearing me, you have you're curious. You want to learn more. If you're hearing me, this is not a coincidence. You didn't tune in by accident. All things happen for a reason, and I don't believe that there's such a thing as a coincidence. So a question I want to ask you is, what will you do when you realize that you are the God? You are the highest form. You're the top shelf. All you need to do is to raise your level of awareness and your consciousness and realize who you are and live that potential at that level. Wake up is the intent. Wake up and get yourself on a path that will guide you. Get yourself on the path that will show you. Get yourself on the path that will elevate the life that you've been living. This is what we talk about. Wake up. Learn that you are the greatest entity that exists. Learn that we're all connected to each other. We're spiritually connected. We're also physically connected. Not that you stand beside me in this, but whatever entity has brought us here has joined us together, and we are one family. Everybody that walks upright and talk and communicate and understand what it's like to be human, you are related to them. We are one family. We're all connected. We're all the same, and no one is greater than you. A lot of information for you. a lot for you to think about, a lot for you to realize, but most importantly, I want you to know that you are limitless. You are absolutely limitless. They've taught us to go through school and training and become something. We meet our spouses and we have a family and we get our job and we're making some money and we find a home. It may be in that order. You may have mixed it all up. Either way, we just get comfortable and accept that as the be all and end all. And we don't try to go any further. We've reached, based on the laws or the rules of society that's been dictated to you by parts of society. Why haven't you, or why aren't we doing more after we've settled in? Whoops, we've settled. We've settled. We've given ourselves a shackle. We've stopped yourself from growing. You know the trees don't say I've grown enough. They just keep going until it's there to the end. You have to realize that you have the potential to be limitless. And just because you have reached that platform, it's not code for settle and relax and buy the big screen TV and put your foot up. This is where you tap into who you are. Learn thyself. Learn what is important to you and what is better for you. Always stimulate the body by working it or training it or treating it right or resting it, and as well as the mind. You want to keep that hamster running, because if you don't, then you become the water that's in the pond, not really going anywhere. It's just there. Figure out a way to elevate yourself to the next level. Step up. Don't settle. You're not designed for that. Learn the spiritual way. It's already a part of you. You just have to open your eyes and accept it. See where it is. Think about it. Act on it. Put it on your mind, and it leads you to it. I could tell you all these things, but no matter how much I feed myself, I cannot satisfy the hunger that's within you. So this is the opportunity for you to step up and taste it for yourself. I could show you where the buffet is, and you could go there and feast on it, but I cannot eat enough to satisfy your appetite, your hunger. Yours, your desire to learn is on you. Your desire to step up and do what needs to be done is on you. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Barrington Show. You're listening to Barrington on realityradio101.com. Thanking all my listeners for joining in and tuning in today. Thank the old listeners as well as the new listeners. This is a part of the show that I want you to appreciate the most. Welcome home. So I want to go into talking about bringing out the God that's within you. And I touched on it briefly a minute ago, but if you have this potential inside of you and you have this ability to rise up, to be known, to realize, to wake up, and you're not using it, do you understand that you've spent many years building this super race car, this super item that's going to carry you to the next level, and all you're doing is allowing it to sit there and rust and fall apart, and eventually you sweep it away and move on? Bringing out the God in you is what we need to do, and understand who we are and how great we are. And it's not egoic. You're quite humble in doing so. You will learn humility, how to be humble, because it's not code for you to take advantage of anybody. It is a code for you to understand who you are, what you are, what levels can I reach, how far can I go? And the more you build it up, it sounds as if it's going to be egoic or arrogant, but you're actually understanding more of you. And the more you do, the more you realize how connected you are to someone else, to everyone else, to the neighbor's kids, though you may not like them, but you're still connected to them. Or to the one across the street, or you know, the coworkers that you despise, you're still connected to them. And there's nothing you could do about that. That's a connectivity. That's what makes us human. Because we're all connected. Bringing out the God in you is what you want to do. I remember a few years ago, I was watching an interview on television with this boxer. And at the time, he was the heavyweight champ, and he was the greatest at the time. And he was asked the question, as he's walking into the ring, to do his fight, the question was, what is going through your mind at this time, at that moment? What's going through your mind? And his response was, how dare that opponent wants to challenge me? Because he knew in his mind he was indestructible, unbeatable. And I thought that was the most amazing thing I've ever heard, because he's accepted the fact that he's at the top of the game and he's tapped into his source that is guiding him. How dare they want to challenge me? Bringing out the God from within you will give you that strength, will give you the know-how, will give you the ability. But the journey to the walk, you have to learn how to make yourself ready, pure, and clean. When you're going out on your date, you're going to meet this wonderful person or the boss or the interviewer, wherever it is that you're going, you prepare yourself. You clean yourself, you dress yourself, probably feed yourself, and you practice what you're going to do when you get there. So there is a preparation that is required before you get to that level. There is a preparation that is required before you get into spirituality or to getting and do really well at it, like studying for an exam. If it's not true, don't say it. If it's not yours, don't take it. If it's wrong and you're doing it, stop doing it. Practice doing that for the very long time and you will become the person that embraces the truth. The doors will open, the lights will turn on, the path will open, and boom, you're on your journey to an awesome, awesome, awesome spiritual life. Bringing out the God in you. Have we got anything else? Sorry, you have anything there, Gary?
Yes, we have a few emails, folks. Good afternoon. You are listening to The Barrington Show right here on Reality Radio 101. If you'd like to get on board with a comment or a question, write us right now. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. And Kim wrote in right at the beginning of the show. She says, Barrington, I just absolutely love your music. That's from Kim. Let's see. Stan writes in and said, it's very interesting, Barrington, when you tell us we should not have anyone tell us how to live, what to eat, what to drink, where to go, etc. But yet the government does. And that's from Stan. And let's see, Linda says, so today you're talking about a possible God? I thought you did not believe in God. I wasn't sure, but you are talking about a entity such as God. Can you please explain? And that's from Linda. Back to you.
Okay, Linda, I'm not sure what you may have heard or I may have said over in the show that would give you the impression that I do not believe in God. Well, if that's what you've interpreted, I'm sorry. No, of course we believe in God or a higher power, an entity, Jehovah, however you want to label it, because we're that. And you have to know that you're part of that. You are the God that exists. Do I believe in God? Absolutely. I totally believe in me and you and everybody else who can hear me talk or speak. So you have to understand God is real. And this is how the God sent that message to, in the name of Linda, to the radio station. And I'm having this communication with her. You are the God that exists. Is there a higher power? Well, there's a more conscious level of you, a higher level of who you are. And this is what we're waking people up. We're trying to wake them up to get to that level. Do I believe there's a guy up there in the sky or a girl or a rock that is governing the way we see life? No, not at all. The God that exists within you. You are the window. The eyes are the window to the soul. So if you ever want to see what's greater, just keep looking up and it will happen. The God that exists is you. Do I feel there's a greater power than me? No, there's no greater power than you or me. There's are people more who are more awake, more alive, more alert, more conscious. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're better than you. Like I say, and I've said on the radio, if I were playing basketball with Michael Jordan one-on-one, he would make me look foolish because he's way more trained for that than I am. doesn't make him a better person, doesn't make him a better man. It makes him a much better player, and that is relevance to his desire to want to play the game at its best. And he's probably the greatest, but he is still the same. There is a God that exists within all of us. All living things has the God within: the cat, your pet, the dog, the fish, the motion that makes it move, the entity that makes it what it is. It is the God that exists. There is a God. You're part of it. You're it. Stan, I hope that answers your question, Linda, and I hope I didn't miss any parts of it. Oh, the government does tell us what to do because they have us in a circle. And I will always say that we're not designed to work for an entity that benefits off our back. That's how all I'm going to say about that. But we do have to live and we do have to survive. And we want to live in this city. So we have to pay that tax or pay something to live. You have to carry a load on your journey through life. And if you have to fend or do something to feed your children, you must. It's your responsibility and it's your duty. What I speak of is the ability to use the best sense of who you are, sense of reality, for you to be the best person for yourself, for you to be the strongest. Don't have a dictator telling you where to go, how to go, what to do, what to believe, who to listen to. I will say this all the time, and it may sound contradicting, but I'm not telling you what to do, what to believe. I'm showing you a path, and you have that right to open the door, and I hope you choose to do that. Someone is always going to tell us to do something that's going to benefit them, and we work really, really hard, and they give us the promise of a greater life at the end of the journey. And we don't know this in our 20s because we think we're indestructible. If you have teenagers and young adults, you probably, or if you are that, you will also be able to testify about that. But as you get older, now you're starting to realize that you've given the greater portion of your life for something that you can't accomplish, which is happiness. You're too tired, probably broken, probably diseased, probably dead, passed on. But the whole concept of it, what I'm talking about, what I talk about, is for you to get involved into spirituality, for you to get to find the easiest path, not necessarily climb the hill, but swim down the river into the ocean and experience the life while you still have the ability and you're still capable within your mind, and you can enjoy the now of life, the existence. And the concept of putting it all aside for you to pick it up later, I don't know if that's working. Because by the time you have an opportunity to turn around and enjoy it, you're finished. A lot of us, once we retired, it's over. We're too tired. We're too old. We're too, you know, or we have other things in our lives that we want to enjoy, like our grandchildren or, you know, lawn bowling or something like that. But the promise of putting the fruits of the labor down into later for you to understand it, for you to get it, I don't understand that clearly. I don't understand that clearly. So I hope it works for you, if that's what you're doing, but there is another way. There is another way. Tap into knowing thyself. Tap into knowing who you are. Remove the camouflage from over your head. Us buying into things that takes us the rest of our lives to pay for it. And when we're finished paying for it, you never really finish, because then you have to pay the you know, stuff on it again, the taxes and whatnot. But then when we're finished and we're at the end of the journey, we realize, oh, wow, I did all that to accomplish nothing. I'm too tired. I'm too weak. And then you have to pass it to someone else. So choose a path. Choose a path that's going to give you the least resistance. And you don't want to spend 50, 60 years to realize that you're working and everything that you've accomplished is going to end up in somebody else's hands the minute you're done. Everything that you've worked for is going to be in the hands of someone else because you cannot take it with you. When you went on your last vacation or you saw a movie or something, it was absolutely beautiful. You're on the beach, you're relaxing, you're suntanning, if that's what you do. And it's amazing, but you can never bring that home with you. It is only to observe and to make it a part of your life, your memory. And this is what it is. It's all about living, enjoying the now, being in the now. Don't put it off till tomorrow. For a lot of people, tomorrow for everybody, I think tomorrow never comes. Enjoy it and enjoy it now. Kim, the music, actually, a friend of mine wrote that piece for me and put it together, and it's unique. You won't hear it anywhere else unless somebody has recorded it. It belongs to Barrington and the Barrington Show. So I like it. I've had very good reviews on it, but thank you for loving it. It is there. And if you ever want a piece of music, you could contact us, and I'm sure I could hook you up with that person because that's what he does, and he's done a very good job at that. Thank you very much for the email. So we're talking about bringing out the God in you. And before I go into that, let me just say I'm Barrington. You're listening to the Barrington Radio Show. I'm on realityradio101.com. I have a book, Awaken an Ascension Guide. It aligns you to your true purpose in life by Barrington. It's available to you from Amazon.com as well as Amazon.ca. We have a webpage, E-M-I-H-E-A-M-I, Barrington Awaken. We're constantly trying to improve it. We're constantly adding material to it. Actually, we have a couple of things that we will be adding this couple of weeks, and it's a video. I want you to enjoy it. Watch it if you can. And the video is sort of guiding us to a pinnacle, which I want us to get to, where we self-reflect and look at ourselves and try to fix ourselves from within. That's what the video is doing. A lot of information I just gave you there, but it's to self-reflect is the purpose of it. Self-reflect. And whatever you need to accomplish, the tools are within you. Those tools are within you. So yeah, that's the video. It's going up soon. I hope by the end of first week of the next month, which starts tomorrow. And then we'll take it from there. There's other information out there. All the shows that I've done, it's on the website, or the majority of them, maybe except two. We're a couple of weeks behind in trying to put them up, but they're there for you to enjoy. And free, download it. And in the next little bit, we're going to change the we're going to label every one of those shows for you. They're already dated, but we're going to label them so you can go in there, and if you've had a topic that you enjoy or something that you may want to hear more of, that will be more available, so you don't have to scroll through all of them. You can just pick your favorite and enjoy. Thank you for that. We were talking about bringing out the God, and we talked earlier about settling. And the idea, and I went through a little bit of the settling of just accepting the position that you're in right now. And once you've done that, you don't see the desire or the need to go any further. So please, whatever you do, try not to settle, because you're forever growing. Once you're alive, you're growing. They say certain parts of the body never stop changing its physical size. I think the ears is one of them, and probably your toes. I don't know. Either way, but you got to keep yourself occupied. I've told you a little bit about how to get into the proper form, the proper state of mind, the way to think, to guide you to your path of least resistance, which is what opens the door for spirituality to come in. I say the way spirituality works in our lives, it improves every single aspect of it. And I think if you're deep into spirituality, the rest of it will fall away from you, because you realize most of it is redundant. I'm learning now that they're telling us to close our eyes and bend our head and pray. Well, if you're doing that, you're cutting yourself off from the light that is to come to you through the windows, which is the eyes, to the soul, which is within. So we were told by a lot of the religious believers and whatnot is to close our eyes and bow our heads. And it's not that way. It's open your eyes and raise your head and look up, because anything that will come to us will probably come from up there. And I'm saying it's the higher self. You are the God. Everything that you are exists. Everything exists within. You need to reach within and bring out that extra strength from within. When you meditate, you will see things in your meditation. It is not, it's going to take a while for you to get there. It depends on how aggressive you are towards it and how much time you've spent on it. But when you see things, it may not be clear to you at that moment what these symbols mean. It just means that you're able to connect and you keep connecting. And until you get to a level of super connection, very strong bond, all things become clear and you can understand them a lot easier. So you see something, or you hear something, it may not you may not understand at that moment what it is. But I do know for certain within time, it becomes more clear. It becomes very clear. I try not to see things because automatically our brain goes toward tying yourself to that and saying, oh, well, it says I'm wearing a green shirt or, you know, and I'm wearing red. Well, something's wrong, then you start leaning towards that, or you could be experiencing something that exists in a parallel universe, a parallel world, in one of the lives that you may have lived. Regardless, it's not up to you to interpret, but I'm just saying if you try to see it, it could bring about something that makes you a bit more confused. So just ask for the wisdom and the guidance, and eventually you'll be taken on the path of clarity, and you'll understand more as to what all of that means. Get your chakras involved, get your third eye open, realize, wake up, become real to yourself. Work within you and find the power within yourself to deliver this, the life that you want, not the one that somebody has patterned out for you or created for you or told you how it should be, but the one that you have to follow instinctively because that is the guidance and it brings you to your purpose as the reason why you exist. It's the light. It's bringing out the God from within you. And you may not believe or want to believe or even understand at this level. And one of the things I say a lot about, I speak about other religious groups, and this is not a religious group. This is life. This is a life. But they tell you that, you know, all answers will come to you if somebody tells you how to live. And through their method, the only way to find your God and your spirit and your life and everything else is if you follow their laws. Well, it's not true. And they've asked me many times, people have asked me many times, are you able to prove what you're saying? Like any of the other ones cannot prove what they're saying. They've asked me that question very specifically. And I said, yeah, go ahead and meditate. Go ahead and tap into spirituality. I don't have to prove it to you. You could prove it for yourself. I'm not telling you to come to me by faith or come blindly and let me guide you. Heck no. I'm saying that if you are curious, and you are because you're here and you're listening, you're hearing me, what I'm saying to you is the proof is in your hands. And the minute you don't get those answers, then you could call it folly, but I know it is there. And once you open the door, you will find it. Take your time walking towards it. Appreciate all that it is, all that there is, because appreciate the fact that we're all connected to this entity that is who we are, the God that's within all of us. But a little bit of advice, if you're taking this approach to get into the spirituality and into this world of realizing, waking up, learning how to repair yourself, learning how to fix your life, learning how to be happy, bottom line, because happy and anger doesn't live in the same box. Neither does love or hate. Kind of like up and down. You can't do both. You're going to have to choose one, or the wolf within you that you choose to feed and to live on. So when you learn these things within you, you will start to realize the importance of who you are. And you want to run towards it to wake yourself up. Wake up, open your eyes, see who you are, the God that's within you. So the bit of advice I'm giving you when you're about to start the journey, go to the cup that has everything that you know to be the truth and empty it out and show up here with an empty cup. That is the important part, because the empty cup could be refilled with spirituality and truth and love and happiness and all the great things. Your cup currently may have a lot of insecure feelings, insecurity, uncertainty, mistrust, hate, anger, frustration. We want to empty that cup. Because if you come to this presence with those angers, the resistance is going to be that greater. And the length of time that you spend trying to undo all that will frustrate you. So if you're tired of living with feeling insecure, if you're tired of living and feeling angry, or feeling guilt, or feeling badly about yourself, I suppose that's the insecurity, empty out the cup. Take out of that what is not you and put in what you want and excel yourself to become the great entity that I know that you are. Step up. Don't bow your head to nobody. Open your heart and receive. Put good ideas into the heart, great ideas into the heart. Allow that to happen, because whatever you plant in the heart, it manifests and transforms this information to the soul, which is the guide that gets you to where you want to go. You can't put malice, hate, distrust, envy, greed, all the things that we learn while we're here. You have to put purity and clean, and then you become that. Your path opens, your door opens, you realize you start life. You're living now. And happiness is the ultimate goal. What is your purpose? Well, you've come with a message to deliver. And if you're not allowing yourself to deliver that message, you're cheating me and everybody else who should have heard that message. So do find out what it is and make sure you go ahead and deliver it. Tap into your source. Bring out the God that's in you. It's not an egoic thing. It's humility. You become humble. You find a nicer way through life. You're not walking on rocks anymore. Your path is smooth. And this is what I say to everybody. You can prove it to yourself. Give it the time. Remove the camouflage that was laid on us a long time ago, and it's benefiting somebody else other than you. You have the right to live your life free and be spiritually connected and live a fantastic way. And once you learn that, your children will line up, because you will then teach them how to do it by your action, not by the words, by the action. Have we got anything else there?
We have a few emails that came in. Steve wrote in and he said, Barrington, I absolutely love the story of Muhammad Ali. What a great analogy. That was from Steve. And Paul writes in, you say we are put here on this earth for something. How do we really find out what that is? I've tried many things throughout my life, failed, but I'm still here, I'm still alive, and I'm still confused. That's Paul. And lastly, Ronald writes in, and he says, you talk about bringing this God out in all of us. Do we all have this God, or whatever you are referring to? And that's from Ronald, and back to you.
Okay, Ronald, right off the jump, of course we all have this God. If you're, first of all, you've heard this and you've written an email, and so you're functional, and obviously the God that resides here within all of us is a part of it. You could call it the soul, you could call it the entity that makes us move, think, jump, dance, do whatever we want to do, but it is a God, and that's who you are. Depending on the faith that you believe, and I remember going into one of the religious books and finding where it says you are, I think it was a Psalms 86 verse 2 or Psalms 82 verse 6. You are the God, you are the highest, you are all the sons of the highest. You are the God, something to do with that. I don't quote me exactly, but it's in there, and it says you are God. If you're alive, you're God. If the animal's alive, it is God. God resides in everything that is alive, every single thing. So yes, we do have it, and you need to tap into it and get a clear understanding. This information I put on the radio a lot, I get a lot of flack from people who says, how dare you think that? Well, the book that they're reading, the one who are chastising me the most, they all say the same thing. You're all sons of the Most High. You are the gods. And I say, if a dog was to have a puppy, that little puppy is still a dog. It just has to mature into become a full dog. And there you go. At birth, it was a dog, just a little one. We are younger. We don't understand. We're confused. We are camouflaged. We're misled. And we are told not to love ourselves. I said this on the radio quite a few times. When we watch television, most often we come out feeling badly about ourselves. Like, why am I not at that level? How come I'm not that person? And you start communicating to yourself to compare yourself to somebody else. And you have to find your own strength from within. And I said it earlier, and I'm going to say it again, that if you, I can preach or say all I want to say, all that I ingest and take in will not satisfy your hunger. So please step up to the buffet and do your own work. No matter how much I say that, it will not satisfy your quest. Step up. And I'm opening a door for you to find your path. That's what I do. So, Paul, you talk about how, you know, you've tried to find your path and you tried to find a way out through life and you try to see what your purpose is and you're still confused. Well, let me say this, you and everyone else, you and a great body of people out there, because we're not sure. And then, of course, this guy shows up on the radio now and he's telling you that you are God and you are this, and just add another fruit or something on your plate, which is already full. So I say, if you've tried those and they have failed, why don't you try yourself? Invest in you, invest in your knowledge, invest in your experiences, look within for all the answers. And I say that, and it's very simple for me. I've been doing it for a very long time, but I remember a long time ago when I'm getting into this and people have said, oh, look within. What the heck does that mean? You shove a flashlight? Well, what does that mean? Look within. It means look at what you like. Look at what you're satisfied with. Look at what makes you comfortable. Look at what makes you uncomfortable. Look at what you prefer versus what you don't. And this is you starting to examine your quality, yourself, your life, your everything about you. And you will be able to empty the cup by saying, no, I don't like killing people. I don't like shooting people. I don't like taking from others. And then you eliminate from the cup all the things that's going to identify who you are to thine own self. You must find who you are. Open the door to spirituality, Paul. It takes you in slowly. It gives you clear understanding. You're not going to wake up tomorrow morning doing a celebratory dance thinking, oh, I got it. I'm there. It's going to be waking up tomorrow morning doing that dance, saying that you've opened the door and now you're on your way. Now your journey has begun. Learn spirituality. It is designed for you. Learn spirituality. It is who you are. It is connecting. We've been playing, and part of your confusion, even though the instructions have been given to you so clear, part of the instruction, Paul, is like swimming around playing Marco Polo with the blindfolds on, and spirituality is simply saying, take it off and look around. And the guy goes, go left. You don't have to. You could see the object. Go towards it. The clarity comes to you. The confusion we have all the time is the other groups out there, other people out there who are telling you how to live. They say, well, just believe it. And of course, if you believe it, it becomes truth. Whatever you believe, and you believe in it, it is the truth to your mind and your body, and everything goes towards it. Now you're hearing this, and now you're willing to challenge it, and now you want to open another door. Empty out the cup. Fill it up with new ideas. Learn how to meditate. Get your body, your mind, your spirit, your soul in that channel, and do the walk, do the work, do the dance, take the step, fill your stomach. Feel everything about your life. If it's not what you thought or I'm saying that it is, then you have that ability to turn around and you haven't wasted any time. But remember, when you failed the exam, you didn't really get zero from it. You've gotten some part. You just didn't go far enough or studied long enough. Put your heart into it. Take a step towards it. Eat right. Exercise properly, keep the body moving, create something new for the mind to do all the time. And I said it, and today's part of today's show was, please do not settle. Please do not settle, because when you settle, you've just parked your car, put the emergency brakes on, and then you walk away, and you know what's going to happen. Inevitably, that is where you will end up. That's as far as you're going to go. Leave the door open, create an option. Give yourself that ability to step forth, rise up, and you'll do it for yourself, and you will learn all the benefits of your existence. And I'm saying this for Paul and everybody else who's listening to or who listens to spirituality. It is just a door that opens up and gives you another venue to look towards. And there, I know you will find your purpose. I'm telling you this. I know when you open that door and you tap into your spirituality, Paul, your confusion, your clarity, don't look for an answer. Just go for a walk. Don't look for an answer because you'll create something. You'll see that beautiful valley over there and you think that's your purpose. No, just go for a walk. It guides you there. Because I'll tell you right now, if you see something that you think is the be all and the end all of that, you will move towards it. And then you're being guided towards something. You're forcing yourself to be there. Just go for a walk. Get the knowledge. Get the wisdom. Do not tie yourself into anything back there because it looks fantastic. That is the same as going through the school and the training system that we've been a part of our whole life. And we have a prize at the end. Well, the prize of the training program, not the prize of the end of your life. The prize of the training program, you get a piece of paper, you stick it on the wall and go, voila, look what I just did. And then you okay, fine. You get married and have a couple of kids and probably buy a property or move somewhere. And then you settle. Tap into spirituality, Paul. That's where you want to go with this. And everybody else, it will not let you down. And you have it. But look within. And I don't mean what I explained earlier about the flashlight. No. It means that look at your life, look at the things, look at the friends around you, look at the people that comes into your life every day. You know, I hear women say all the time, why am I always meeting that A guy who A something else guy who's always so bad for me? And I say, well, change the bait and see what happens. You won't meet him anymore. So there's something that you're drawing in, something about you that allowing that to come towards you. Look within. It will teach you right off the bat to boost your confidence, remove the doubt and the fear, insecurities, and you walk with your head up, chest stuck out, and you'll now know that this is the entity that was designed, you were designed to be a part of. Move towards something great. That's the story. That's the spirituality. You listen. Oh, one more thing here. The story about Muhammad Ali. Sorry about that. It's the greatest, and he knew that it wasn't him that said the quote, but he also had that ability to tell people what he was going to do because he knew he was great, and he's probably one of the greatest, if not the greatest, as well as the other guy. The one I was referring to was Mike Tyson, and he said, "How dare he? The opponent wants to challenge me," because he knew he was at his full potential. He knew that he was unbeatable. And of course, you get old, the body doesn't agree with all of what the mind is saying. So eventually they come to an end. Like all the great empires in the world has come to an end. They have a shelf life. The greatest ones we've seen or read about, or it's in our history book, they all have a shelf life. So yeah, the story I was trying to tell today was about Mike Tyson saying to Oprah Winfrey, "How dare he wants to challenge me?" But that statement is so powerful. If you can adapt that into your life and saying, "How dare that person wants to stop me, to limit me, to restrict me, to deny me," you will rise up and you will surprise yourself the ability that you have to push through and become exactly what you want, bringing out the God within you. You're listening to Barrington on the Barrington Radio Show. Thank you. Today I'm in a great mood. I'm just going at it. I have a lot to say. I get excited. I've been talking all week with different people because I get the odd call, email, text every now and again, and people just ask, wants to know certain things. And I think it's fantastic. So you learn as I go. And I learn as I teach. As you come forth with the information, I'm also learning more of it. And it brought me to one realization earlier this week that whenever the student is ready, the teacher will appear. Whenever the teacher is ready, the students will show up. It is how we work together. Okay? Whenever you're ready, the student will appear. Whenever the teacher is ready, whenever the students are ready, the teacher will show up. It's life. It is life. You ask the question, there's the answer. And somebody comes into your life all the time. It could be your boss, your girlfriend, boyfriend, your neighbor, the man at the grocery store, the postal guy who delivers a message. That's what they do. They come into your life to aid you with certain things at that point. You need somebody to help you to cross the water at this point. Well, that water crossing expert's going to show up soon enough. The same tool is used for you wanting to accomplish things in life. You're thinking about buying that house. Of course you can do it. But you have to know that you can see it and it will happen because you have that ability. And as the minute you raise the bar, you've changed the look, the outlook on life. Raise the bar. Step up. Don't doubt yourself. You have what it takes. It's built within you. It's your birthright. You have that within yourself. You're hearing me because when the student is ready, the teacher shows up. You're hearing me because you are curious as to where we could go with this and you want to follow this path. You're hearing me because the ideas that you've had or what you've been taught thus far is not sitting cool with you. You're not comfortable with it. You know, when we have conversations, like I said, I've been having them all week with different people, and we just talk about spirituality. Now, for me, my mind is always there. And for people to come in, and for you, if you want to get there, you will merge into it. You're not going to be a freak, your hair long, you know, you're not going to be a freak. You're going to be consciously aware of the changes within yourself as you elevate yourself to the higher level of consciousness. Your subconscious mind doesn't know the difference of doing or thinking about doing. So if you're just thinking about studying or getting into it, you're there. You're there. The subconscious mind doesn't know the difference about doing or thinking about doing. So all week I've been having these conversations and I get great questions from everybody. And it puts me back in my chair to make me realize that there's more to learn. There's another angle. There's another way. And if you were super, super, super set in the way that you were trained, you probably won't be listening to this program. When the students are ready, the teacher will show up. Tap into your source. Learn that you're limitless. And I say this all the time. You are limitless. Now, if you're 5'2" and you have no basketball skills, there's a good chance that you're not going to be able to play the guys that are amazing out there, what they do. You can play them. You just probably won't win. But that's their passion. That's their desire. And the difference between where they are and where you are is the desire or the interest in that particular topic or sports or lifestyle. Or neighborhood, that's the only difference. So if you had Muhammad Ali's desire and you had his physical ability, you could create that too, by the way, and you wanted to become the greatest champ in the world, you have the equal desire as him, yeah, you would be him. It'd be interesting to see you and him fight, the two of you guys, because if you both know you're not going to win, not going to lose, I wonder what would happen. The minute you introduce a grain of salt's worth of doubt, you've already started the battle to losing. And I've said this on the show. It was Churchill that says, maybe Churchill that said, if you're going to engage in battle and you think you're going to lose, there's no need to go. You've already lost because you've restricted yourself. And this is where we are today. We have restricted ourselves. We've stopped the growth. We've accepted the instructions that were given to us by somebody else who's not permissible to make that decision for us. Tap into your own source. Connect yourself. Become connected. Get your own instructions, like I've always said. Don't wait. Don't wait. There's a story that I was talking about. There's a man on vacation, and he saw these two guys laying on the beach relaxing. It was 9 o'clock in the morning. He didn't understand why these two men were just relaxing, taking it easy, and it is still the start of the day. So he took it upon himself to go down and inquire, and they said to him, "Oh, no, no, we've done our day's work already. We were on the ocean. We caught our fish. We brought them in. We sold them to the vendors, and we're just relaxing." And the guy says, "Well, it's only 9 a.m. You should get out there and do it again." And he says, "Well, why?" And, you know, the man says, "Because then you could catch twice as much." And he says, "Well, why do I need to do that?" And he says, "Well, because later on you can hire more people and, you know, buy some more boats, and then you could catch more fish, and then you could grow your value." And, you know, the man says, "Well, why would I want to do that?" He goes, "So when you get big, rich, and famous, you could lay back, retire, and enjoy the goodness of life." And the two men laying on the beach said, "But we're doing that right now. We're laying back. We're enjoying the goodness of life right now. So why wait till later? Why wait till an opportunity that might not present itself? Why would you wait? Now is the time. So enjoy the life. Get into the path that could bring you what I consider the path of least resistance. It brings you there. Open the door for yourself. Turn on the light so you can see. Open your eyes so you're awake. Experience, breathe in, and take all that goodness. Take care of the body. Get all the goodness within yourself. Please, I urge you, do not settle. I also urge you, don't wait till the end of your rope to try to enjoy the life. I know one religious belief told me that this is not where the life is going to be good. It's after you've left this life, you get to another place called the heaven, I guess, is where life is going to be great. So why come here to do what? To figure out how not to be happy? I figured there's no physical place and I'm going to go after this one. So if I'm in a body and pleasure is what I seek, I'm going to go out there and get the most of it. I crack jokes all the time about, I don't want to go to this higher place. I want to go to the HE double hockey stick place because it sounds like where the party is going to be. You hear me? So those two entities exist within your mind at the same time. And you just choose which of the field you want to play in. You want to take the down road or the high road, or, you know, whichever. Where do you want to go with this? Where do you want to go with this? You could live in heaven right now. And you can equally live in hell right now. It's a choice in the mind. There is no physical place that you're going after this, because according to what I've heard, you'll die, leave this body, and then you go to another place and you get another body and start again. You know, I'll die, leave this body, go to hell and get another body and start again. And, you know, of course, the one that goes to hell is going to be burnt and fed on by creatures and whatnot and torture for the rest of your life, all those things. And of course, if you go to the other side, I imagine you're going to be holding hands and singing Kumbaya. No, thanks. I'll take the HE double hockey stick place. I'm not a big fan of the Kumbaya song. Have we got anything else there, Gary?
We have. Excellent. We have a couple, three emails. Sheila writes in. She says, "I'm loving the show. I'm a brand new listener from Milwaukee, Wisconsin." So she's a brand new listener. Thank you for tuning in, Sheila. We really appreciate that. Nina writes in two words. "I'm inspired," with a bunch of exclamation points next to it. Thank you, Nina. Ross writes in, "Love your parables today. They are a great way to make an explanation of some things that may be complicated in life. Thanks for that. Enjoying the show." That's from Ross. And let's see here. Lastly, Betty writes in two words as well, just says, "Thank you." And that's from Betty. And back to you.
Thank you, Betty. And Nina, I'm going to answer both of those in the same method. Thank you. I appreciate you guys understanding the show. I just don't want you to hear it. I want you to induct this into your life, because I'm introducing something, if you're not familiar, as going to give that is will give you an easier path, a nicer journey. And this is where you want to take this. So I appreciate you taking the time to send in your inspired messages. And I feel good hearing that, because it's been well received. Now, I also want to say that they're not mine. It's given to me to pass on. And I'm just a loudspeaker, no pun intended. And all I do is I get the message and I deliver it to you. It's passed on to you. You're there to hear it. You're a new listener. Awesome. You're there to hear it. And this is important because the message is being sent out on a loudspeaker, and it's not by coincidence that you end up in the chair or wherever you are hearing this message. And it's destined. It's you were meant to hear this message, because I don't believe, and I know for sure, that the coincidence does not exist. Everything that happens happens for great reason. And it could be your teacher. You may interpret that as a negative thing, or you may interpret it as a positive thing. However, you know, the greatest teachers that you're ever going to experience in your life, in your existence, is not the professor with the hat on in front of the blackboard and he's demonstrating things in front of you and how this is it, and he tells about what the guy wrote down in the textbook. The greatest teachers that you're going to meet is that person that you've met and they drag you through the trench and you wake up going, whoa, that was an experience. Okay. Or taught you something phenomenal, or you know, it's the physical activity and the lifestyle that you've seen other people live. They're the greatest teachers. And I've tapped into this program many times about a family member of mine who has taught me so much about being a good man, but not following his example. I can't go any further than that because it could be embarrassing. But the point that is, the message that you're going to get, the teachings that you will get from other people is coming directly by way of action and lifestyle. I said earlier about the girls who complain about meeting the same a-hole, all the guys who meet the bad girlfriends, change the bait or fish in a different pond. But in order to do that, you have to look within yourself and reflect on who you are to appreciate the quality that you're experience it, or you want somebody to come and meet, or you want to deliver. Know the goods that you're putting on the market. That's all I'm trying to say. That's all I'm trying to say. Because if you set out to catch carps, you will catch carps. Not that there's anything wrong with carps. I'm sure they're good eating. So the information that we got, and Nina says she's inspired. I really appreciate you saying that. And everybody else who's sending their email, thank you very much. We'll say Ross, Betty, Nina, Sheila, thank you for taking the time. Thank you very much for taking the time. And I completely forgot what Sheila was asking.
Let's see here. Let me go back.
First time listener.
Yeah, first time listener from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
And Nina said she's inspired, and Ross is, I can't remember what he said. Well, we've got it here. Sorry about the confusion.
Ross just says he loves your parables, loves the explanation using parables. That's what Ross said.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. I shifted some paper in all my excitement of trying to explain it. I use these terms because we can relate to them. The parables, as you call, every one of us has a story that could tell. And I don't have one story that I could say that's going to interconnect everybody together unless we meet at the spiritual door. But in the meantime, I use these analogies, or the parables, as you call them, and say to people, wake up. Tap into this. You can relate to a lot of what I say because I just put it out in Barrington's way. When I get the message, I interpret it and put it out there so a lot of people can understand it. So thank you very much for that. And sorry about the mix-up I had here. And the new listener, Sheila, thank you for joining. And it's not always this confusing, I promise. But we're doing the best as we can. So this is what we're talking about today, people. Bring out the God in you. Realize who you are. Get to your full strength. Get to your potential. Wouldn't you want to know how to repair all the things that is wrong with you? If there is something, in fact, wrong with you. Wouldn't you want a magic formula that could give you the best food for your body to perform at its best? Well, it's there, and it'll tell you. And I usually say to people, go to plant-based and forget about the meat. If it has a face, don't eat it. If it's a flesh, don't take it. So this is what you're going to do. And you want to get into a path that lines you up in a beautiful place that gives you the journey to move forward to become the greater you, the greatest you possibly. Do not settle. Bring out the God that's within you. Learn how to appreciate the fact that you're here alive and can hear this. And you're not a freak of nature. You're not an accident. Like I've said, it takes 2 parents, 4 grandparents, 8 great-grandparents, 16 and 32, and the list goes on, to create you. That's what makes you fantastic. And that's what makes you phenomenal. And that's what makes you you. So use the quality that you know you have. Tap in the source that you know is a part of you. Open the door that's going to guide you to the path that you know you're supposed to be on. You can hear me. You're searching. If you're searching, you're smart. You're looking for a better way, because the one that you were told is not working for you, open the door. This is the entity that you need to be a part of. This is where you need to connect yourself. Stay strong. Remove the resistance. Release the brakes. Step out. Become the greater you. You can accomplish, but you need to know how to use your tools. Open the door to spirituality. This is where we end up. Thank you very much. I know I was ranting today. I was in a good mood. I had a lot of information. We will join you next week as we come to the end of this show today. I appreciate your effort. Stay safe until we meet again.
Thank you for listening to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.